All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Apologia TV. I'm the ninja, that's the bear, and that's the girl back.
He's back.
In the studio, back from being a farmer. What's up, farmer girl?
I wasn't really a farmer.
You were a farmer.
She was getting the cooking.
You were farming. You know you were.
She got the cooking.
You was farming.
I cooked a lot.
Did you really cook a lot?
Yeah. I did all the pies and cookies.
Get
and
to
stuff.
Cooking.
So lots, like hundreds and hundreds of pies. And,
really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
He's a pie pro.
Look at you all ladylike.
I don't even know how
to
respond
to that.
Where's
your apron?
Do you got a spatula?
I don't. Not on me.
Okay, good. We'll have to take care of that. We'll get you one.
We're actually pro-woman on the show.
We're very, very pro-woman.
As long as
hey, so we didn't do what I thought you were going to do. I thought we were going to come back and you guys were going to like sing songs because like you're like a big fan of the work of our guest.
You don't
want to
hear me sing. But I am a big
Joy,
fan.
Joy, get to singing.
I'm good.
Okay, all right. Anyway, okay, so this is Apologia TV, and you guys can get more at apologiaradio.com, APOLOGIA radio.com. You can get all of our past television shows, the after shows, including our radio program, and that's where you go to get all that stuff. But we are super excited about today's program. Because we're having somebody on that we know pretty well, and he's a big fan of our show.
Yes.
And so we've known him for a long time. He actually showed up at our church before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we feel, you know, we were a little starstruck.
Like little kids were anyways.
Well, yeah.
I was too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they think that because he worked on Olaf.
Yes.
That he is.
Yeah.
Olaf. Yes.
Not so, the voice.
No, that's right. Just
that was interesting for them. You could kind of see it in their face, like trying to figure out.
I don't understand.
Well,
he doesn't look like Olaf.
Yeah.
Did the snow melt? Is that what happened?
Well, no. Even if the snow melted, he has his own little cloud. Haven't you seen the movie?
okay. Well, let's move on. Okay. So we are going to have
it wasn't
on,
summer, though.
Our friend, Ryan Hobbybrunken, and
yes, I have a Dutch accent.
He has a Dutch accent. we're going to have him on right now. He works with Disney. He's done some amazing work with Disney. He loves Jesus. So, Ryan, welcome to Apologia TV, brother.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is super awesome, man. Like, we never thought we'd actually get to do this with you. And we thought, hey, we have our own TV show now. We should get Ryan on. We should do a show about being a Christian, doing art well, and you're the perfect guy for that. So, you worked on a lot of stuff, and let me try to work through a few things so our listeners and our viewers know exactly what it is. You worked on Big Hero 6. You did work for Hero. You did work for the movie Frozen. You did Olaf. You did some stuff with Anna, Elsa, Sven, and you also did stuff for Wreck-It Ralph, where you did some stuff for Fix-It Felix and for Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge, man. I mean, that's a big stuff. Have you won any awards? Have you done anything in the way of like, you know, getting gifts and nifty gifties for all your work?
Me personally, no, but we've won two Oscars for Frozen. And it's been, the gift is, you know, just being there, soaking it all up and getting to work on these projects.
Yeah.
Did you get to take turns carrying the Oscar around with you?
Did you get to touch it?
I got to hold it.
Nice.
Ooh.
Take a picture with it.
Nice. Great. That's
on
cool.
On Facebook, if you want to see.
That's why I saw the picture of you holding the award, so I thought maybe, you know, I would talk about that, but apparently you all shared in it, which is equally cool.
5 seconds of glory with it.
So. Yes. I got to touch it. All right. So, hey, that's an interesting line of work you're in. And so I'd love for you to tell us how you got started doing it. Because we are big, Ryan, on creativity, beauty, art, because it all comes from God, who's the original creator, the original artist. And we love to see Christians in media doing things really, really well. And you do things really, really well. So talk about how you got started doing that.
Well, I kind of doodled as a kid and got in trouble. You know, the principal would call my mom and thought it'd be a problem for me in the future. But obviously, it kind of brought me somewhere. And so I just looked into colleges around the area where I grew up in Iowa, farm town. And I ended up in Denver learning some art there and then moved on from there to an online school where you're actually being taught from the professionals at like Pixar and Disney,
wow,
DreamWorks. And so you sort of have that direct connection right there and they see how you're progressing in your work and how you work with them. And so a lot goes with your personality and how well you work as another person in the team. So they look for that. And so that's the direct connection, and they saw some talent and potential, and they actually asked me on to Horton Hears a Who at Blue Sky Studios. You guys know Blue Sky Studios?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so that was my first sort of test, I guess you can say. They asked me to be a temporary animator there for about 4 months, and I did well enough apparently for them to call me back. To offer me a job at Ice Age 3.
Oh, wow.
So I went and worked there as a temporary. And then 3 or 4 months in, they saw, hey, maybe we'll give you a full-time spot. And you've been doing pretty well. So I got a full-time spot on there and then worked for Blue Sky on Ice Age 3 and also on Ice Age 4.
Wow.
Rio. And I think after Rio that I left to work at Disney.
That's awesome. So were you tripping when you got the job at Disney?
Oh, yeah. I was calling like a college buddy that was trying to do the same thing. And so, jumping up and down and pretty excited to work on a feature film.
You call a college buddy?
Yeah.
That's messed up. Like in your face! In your face, Disney!
I got the job first. So yeah, I was pretty excited to get the first, the call for a job on a feature film. And that was my first job, other than working at like as a grocery store clerk. And that was my first big job in animation. So and it doesn't happen a lot. A lot of people are sort of having to start, at sort of, I guess, lower level. I wouldn't say lower level. In a bad way, but different jobs to try to get to sort of what animators would call sort of the coup de grace, whatever
right.
that is, the top place to go is like Pixar and Disney, and so that's sort of what you shoot for if you really want to get into character animation.
It's really interesting because I did a lot of doodling as a child as well, and it really went nowhere, and. I'm really not very good at art at all. You're good.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at all. Are you very good? Are you good?
Yeah.
You got some skills?
Joy's good. Yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah, you just draw like farms stuff. And stuff. You draw
pictures. Farm animals.
I'm too busy with
pictures
all the
pictures of pies. You're too busy with all the cooking.
And cleaning. I draw like vacuums.
I'm so glad she's back. All right, guys, we'll be back right here with Ryan from Disney and Apologia TV, ApologiaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Waterman with Apologia Radio. I want to ask for y'all good friends of ours to go on and click that button there and become my friends on the Bookface. Facebook / Apologia Radio. Become my friend on YouTube. That there twerker. The twerker, I want to talk to you on the twerking. And send me out a twerk. What? Wait, what? Twitter. Apologia Radio on Twitter. I also want to tell you we talk about apologetics and theology, and we do a lot of swing dancing, and we make a delicious chicken gravy. ApologiaRadio.com.
All right, so we're back again with the girl who's returned from her trip, her mission to farm.
Her agricultural mission.
Her agricultural mission.
Mission.
And that's the bear over there. And we're talking.
You guys are definitely bigger nerds than I remember.
Okay, all right. Did you think it was something different was going to happen here? Okay. All right, so we're on with Ryan today from Disney. And this is just such a cool thing because we talk a lot here about the biblical worldview, about God. About God being the reference point, and we usually do it in like high level discussions regarding things like philosophy, the existence of God, truth, logic, metaphysics. So big stuff. And But the biblical worldview is a foundation ultimately for art and for beauty and things that are good. And we obviously believe that the Bible provides a foundation for art having any meaning at all. But we also believe it gives you like a good solid reference point as to how art should be. And art should be good. Art should be good. Art should be true. Art should ultimately be holy. But the interesting thing is that we don't in this generation see a lot. And this is true. I think this is something we can all agree on. We don't, I mean, even like secularists and Christians, I think we'll all agree on this. I don't think you see a lot of like very gifted, popular artists in media today necessarily. Like, well, that guy's a, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of Christians that are like owning media and like film and art, like, and you know, it's generally just not that way in our generation. So to have someone like Ryan, who is very, very good at what he does, and he loves Jesus, to be working at Disney and being a part of all these amazing projects is awesome. I think it's great. And I want to see more of it. I want to see more of it. That's my whole point. That's my whole point. That was my whole thing. Okay.
It's great.
All right. So we got a commercial here. It's about farming. So relax. Okay. Just kidding.
What kind?
It's really about cooking. So it's frozen. I'm going to play a commercial. I'm going to play a commercial of Frozen, and Ryan, he did stuff.
Are you going to watch it?
We're going to watch it right now. Okay.
This is going to be the extent of what you've seen of Frozen.
We're going to pretend like it's going up right over there. Are you ready? Okay, ready?
Ooh. Hello.
So Ryan, when you like watch that stuff or you hear it, are you like, I'm over it. Like I worked so much. I'm tired of seeing that. Or is it like, wow, this is amazing.
No, it's still awesome to watch. Obviously, you know, I got to take a break from it. There can be a little bit too much, you know, when you, after you're done, you know, all the jokes, you know, all the, what's going on, the whole story. So nothing's going to surprise you, but it's actually interesting watching it when it's fully done and edited with the right sound and the music. And I didn't expect to be more like more wowed than I thought I would be when I watched it. And then of course, when I watch it with my family and do that sort of tour, they're excited to watch it with me. And so it's really exciting to really share it with people. So I don't really go home and watch it like 50 times by myself.
I would.
You would?
I would.
But, yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, that clip that you showed, unfortunately, I didn't have anything to do with that one. I was working part of
we do our homework here, you can tell.
Well, because that was like actually, the original teaser, right?
A Christian did work on the end part, so.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a several a pretty good group of good Christians that we connect with every week. We kind of get together and just talk and encourage each other. So
that's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know all the jokes and can quote every line because I have two small girls that very much love Frozen. Actually, we're going to be at Disney next week on Thanksgiving, and they're going to be dressed as Elsa and Anna. So,
like 4 hour line to meet.
I know the tricks. I figured out the tricks to get in. You don't have to wait in line that long, but,
really, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to share it online. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
But you are about to have your first Disney princess, correct?
Yeah.
We are. Yes.
So when it's time, hit me up and I'll give you the inside info.
You give the inside info to the Disney guy?
Of how things go at Disney, Mr. Disney.
You think you know, but I know.
Do you ever even go to Disneyland? You're like, I don't want to see any of those characters at all right now.
I go a lot, actually. You know, of course, we have a lot of friends that want to kind of take advantage of the great benefits that I have of taking at least three for free with my ticket to get in.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Nice.
Everybody knows, so.
Yeah.
So you'll be getting lots of friend requests.
Yeah, right.
Ryan's getting a ton of friend requests on Facebook. What's up, bro? Hey, dude. Caught you on Apology TV, yo.
That's how all our fans talk.
That's how all of our fans talk. So, yeah. All right. So I'd love for you to talk for a second about you being a Christian and God's grace in your life. So it'd be cool, since you're on, talking about your work and everything else, talking about your life and what you do. Tell us about your life as a believer. How'd you come to Christ, and what's it like being a believer working for Disney?
Well, it's very interesting because about 4 years, the first 4 years of my career, I was an unbeliever, pretty close to becoming an atheist. Hmm. And then by God's grace, I was saved in New York. I got to actually hear some good expository preaching by Tim Keller. Because I grew up Catholic and then, you know, sort of superficial, not much in-depth biblical. You know, it's not biblical, really. But
right.
I grew up with that. And when I was 15, I thought I was kind of all stupid and illogical to think that God is real. And so I just sort of went my own way, you know, probably hear stories of that enough. And so it's interesting to look back because the first 4 years of my career, my God, my idol was animation. And what I got from animation, I was trying to exalt myself. And thankfully, I kind of saw the emptiness in trying to, you know, to see that would be the source basically of my worth and value. Through that, it was through the peers and how I was viewed as an animator, how good I did. And so that was my idol. That was my way to sort of build myself up. And I saw the pitfalls in that. And luckily, by God's grace, I had a friend of mine rooming with me in New York, and he had his Bible out and led me to the right church that actually talked about the gospel and really dug from the Bible the truths. And I was really looking for a logical. I just wanted the truth, I guess. You know, I didn't want some ideology that was sort of that would help me feel better. It was sort of like, whether it's going to make me feel better, I want the truth. Whether it's going to change my life and have to change my desires, I just want the truth.
Hang on there, Ryan, because I want to hear more of the story. All right, guys, you can get more from Ryan right after this break. That's the girl over there, the bear right here is a ninja. ApologiaRadio.com is where you get us. Be right back.
If so what is a philosophically devastating critique of your worldview, it is not a worldview you should hold on to any longer.
Virginia Tech, 2007.
So what?
32 children, kids, students are killed.
So what?
Andrea Yates, 2001, killed her 4 children.
So what?
No, we're not baby eaters.
So what?
All right, we're back with Ryan, who's an animator with Disney. does all kinds of delicious animation for Disney. Things like in Wreck-It Ralph and Frozen, and he's done Ice Age stuff. It's not for Disney, but that's right. An awesome thing. Blue Sky is just, is equally cool. Okay. So, What? No? Okay. Marcus?
Not equally, maybe.
No.
But
Marcus is like, nah, in our little, like, our studio with, like, light fixtures falling off right now. We're like, we got this. We got this. All right. So, Ryan was telling us a story about how he came to Christ. You finished, or you left off talking about how you just had, you were at a point where God had you in a place where you just wanted to know the truth. So I'd love to hear more about what happened.
So, I mean, maybe to think about, it really just, when I realized the beauty of God's creation and his, the amazing thing to look through God's lens at, my career now is night and day, where I see, the glory of God just everywhere and the beauty of the privilege of being here as image bearers of God. And sort of sharing, you know, sort of in a creature level, some attributes of God, like creativity and beauty, imagination, and, you know, imagination can go in some bad ways. But the beauty of sort of bringing out some more of what the potential of God's creation. Scott Olphin actually said, creation was not given to man complete, but was given as a gift to man in order that we might bring out its potential in such a way that God would continue to be glorified in it.
Wow.
And so while God could have, you know, kind of given the creation of man all the sort of all the potentials already drawn out, he gave us the privilege to, you know, do science and to do art and discovering all of the resources that that was already there in creation. And so I just, the more that I just digged into the Bible and to really just understand where I am and what I am. And of course, side note, it's not just finding a purpose, but realizing I'm a sinner, needing a savior, needing forgiveness. But then the beauty of being adopted into God's, his family, his kingdom. We are image bearers, and it's just looking at my job now, it was just an explosion of more sort of fulfilled pleasure. And I'm actually not looking to this job for my value, but my value is eternal in Christ. Mm. And from that just flows out this this motivation to do it for God, and having a joy in doing that, and knowing that you're taking part in something that God has ordained. You know, in the creation account, we were made to use our mind and our physical labor to bring about glory to Him. And so it's just more joyful to be at work in that mindset now.
That's all.
And my joy comes through doing it for Christ. Mm. Living out my life in front of my peers, and you know, they know, a lot of them know that I'm a Christian, and so they're watching, and I get some conversations here and there, not a lot, and I don't want to take advantage of my work time to sort of I guess we would say proselytize.
We call that Jesus juking.
Yeah, what's that?
You don't want a Jesus juke on company time, right?
I guess so. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
but yeah, I mean, it's how you live your life and in front of your peers, and how you respect your coworkers, and how you do your job successfully, and your diligence, your craftsmanship, your, you know, bringing out the beauty and working as a team. And it's just through the lens of God, it's much more meaningful and joyful experience now.
That's awesome. And you get extra points, Ryan, because you quoted Scott Oliphant.
Yeah, you made Jeff Getty when you did drop that name.
Like that.
Changes the whole level of the conversation from one place to another. Okay. So, and that's really cool too, because it's really interesting, because obviously you've been reading Oliphant, so you've obviously read about or been in the context of like covenantal apologetics or presuppositional apologetics, which is really cool because a lot of people think that particular thing is an apologetic thing where it's about like just simple philosophy and like, you know, arguing with atheism, those sorts of things, like the high level philosophical arguments or even a script of like, this is how you argue with an atheist. But you've done something interesting is that you quoted Oliphant in the context of God being the very center of your thinking. And that moves its way out into every area of life, like, for example, art and beauty and how you do your art to the glory of God and to do it well. I think it's really interesting because you talk, I mean, obviously, you know, the gospel, we're sinners. We need to turn from our sin to trust in Christ. He's the only way for salvation. And so you're talking about that. But then it's interesting. You talk about how you can just be at Disney, a Christian who loves God, and you do your work for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And you do it really, really well. And I think a lot of people think wrongly about that. They say, no, you're at Disney, Ryan. So what you need to do at Disney is convert Disney like every day on the company clock, like preach the gospel. It's like, no. Yeah, Ryan needs to preach the gospel. And I'm sure that you do when given opportunity, when it's appropriate.
When it's appropriate, yeah.
But you're doing your work for the glory of God. And look, you're doing it really, really well, Ryan. I mean, you're doing it really, really well. I mean, what little girl hasn't seen Frozen? Right?
Yeah. There's probably not many.
I mean, that's awesome. So the work that you do for the glory of God is seen by so many. And so it's a blessing, man, to know you.
You've cost me a lot of money, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you've cost us a lot of cash. Thanks a lot, Ryan, for doing your work so well for the glory of God. It's costing me. all right, man. Well, I'm glad we got to get you on. Parting thoughts, 30 seconds. What would you say to like Christians who do kind of have a passion for the same things that you do and did? What would you say to them about being a Christian and pursuing these sorts of things?
There is no separation between the secular and the Christian life. You know, there is no secular job for Christians. It's we need not to sort of decompartmentalize. We need to make sure that we are doing everything to the glory of God. In Colossians, it talks about everything, whether you eat or drink, you do to the glory of God.
And
don't get so caught up in making value judgments in careers as to where you should go. It's what skills has God given you to do what you are called to do and then to work for the glory of God. And so
awesome.
Get some discipleship and make sure that you know what those skills are.
Beautiful. Ryan, you're the man. We love you, brother. Thank you so much for your love for us. All right, guys. So check out his work. Buy some Disney films, right?
Amen.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's Joy the Girl, Luke the Bear.
I want to say quickly, one way to keep warm, we're talking about a snowman, grow a beard, as your shirt says.
MissionAware.com.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Catch you guys next time.
The conversation is going to continue at ApologiaRadio.com. That's where we're going to have our after show. We're going to have more content, more conversation, some really great stuff. You go over there to get it at ApologiaRadio.com by becoming all access. Go check it out.